Classic car.
Hey, Raymond, this is Charlie.
What's up?
Hey, okay, so I have some numbers here for you as well.
Okay.
So let me just pull the, if that's okay, is that okay to go over this with you right now, or do you prefer a different time?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm working. I'll listen.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, no problem.
So I just want to explain the differences really quickly, and then I'll go into the numbers. So the difference is the Google Ads is a cost per click. So you've received 14 clicks to your website. From there, they can go ahead and they can call you, okay? With the cost per lead deal, you would be charged per lead. So every time somebody calls you and talks about, like, let's say your services or pricing or anything like that, you would be charged per lead on that deal, okay?
What's that run normally?
Okay, so for Google itself, I did the calculations here. You would have to budget because they go off of basically, they just go off of 13 leads at a time. So for Google itself, you would have to budget $678 for the 13 leads. Each lead that would call you would be charged $52 per lead.
Oh, that's crazy.
And that's what Google's charging you. I know, like, so before they used to do the minimum, now they're saying you can't do the minimum anymore. So before it was a lot cheaper. 3 months ago, right before the year started, they told us you can't do the minimum anymore because that's not even going to push you into the page. Like, you're just going to be at the bottom of the Google Guarantee list, and typically people just go within the boxes up top. So
those guys that are guaranteed Google, they're getting clicked $50 every time they call them.
They are being charged $52 every time somebody calls them. Yes, through the Google Guarantee. Yes, through the Google Guarantee.
Jeez, that's crazy. Google's got the market, and they name whatever they want to get.
Basically, they set the price and they do that. Now, if you're doing installations and stuff like that, it's probably worth it. And you can, if you want to do Google Guarantee and you want to put in just like instant installations, you can. So if somebody calls you for a service and you know it's not going to be worth it, you cannot offer that. But let me see here really quickly. Appliance repair, dishwasher, freezers, dryers, garage, garbage disposals, refrigerator, stove, cooktop, oven, washers, and then other. So that's what the scope of work falls under.
What
you would be able to be called for. Now, let's just say you do just the big jobs like refrigeration. Like, let's say it's just like that's a big job for you and that's going to be the most profitable for the $52. Then we could just put refrigeration. If somebody calls you through the Google Guarantee and they don't talk about refrigeration, then they don't charge you for that. And it'll pop up on your phone as Google Guaranteed Lead or LSA Lead. So you know that that's coming from the Google Guarantee and not just coming from your Google Business Profile.
No, that's too much. That's a lot. You get nailed left and right. And you're only guaranteed only so many, right? Clicks, right? For months.
So for the Google Guarantee, you have 13 leads. So off of those 13 leads, the total for the 13 leads would be $678. So it's going to average out to about $52 per lead. So look, with advertising, you're not guaranteed somebody's going to give you a customer. So, because if it was, then everybody would do it, right? And then there would just be, marketing companies would just be billion-dollar companies, right? What it does is what we do is we put your company in the best position for customers to contact you. So if we're doing the Google Guarantee, you're going to be charged per lead. If you do something else where it's like you're doing the Google Ads, you're being charged per click so we can put people in front of, we can put your website in front of your customers so they can just click to call you directly from your website. If we're doing
but if they click you for something stupid, you got charged $50.
For the Google ads, no. But if
Google
they
guarantee,
call you,
the Google,
it's a Google guarantee. If they don't call you for something dumb, if they call you for something, let's just say I call you through the Google guarantee, right? And I say, hey, Raymond, can you come and fix my car? And you're like, I don't fix cars. I just do strictly appliances through refrigeration, dryers, and you name your list. And they're like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. They don't charge you for that. You don't get charged. You get charged for people that are talking about the services that you provide. That's when you get charged. So if you're doing a dishwasher or a dryer or a freezer and somebody calls you for that, that's when you would get charged.
Yeah, well, what if you, yeah.
You know what I mean?
If you're busy and you can't get to it, automatically you get charged no matter what for $50.
So if you don't answer the call, you don't get charged because you didn't answer it, right? So you didn't pick up the phone, you didn't talk price, you didn't talk shop, basically, right? But you're able to call that person back. So that does, if you do get the lead, they are going to charge you for it. So I'm not too sure on how that works if you do miss the call. But I will say that the Google guarantee is not guaranteeing, because a lot of people get this confused. It's not guaranteeing you that you're going to get leads or customers. What it's doing is that's for your customers, that Google is guaranteeing that these businesses are certified through Google with basically with the background check that I said, they're going to go through, like, they're going to make sure that your social security is good. They're going to just do everything so that way they can guarantee that you're a legitimate company, say who you are, and then from there, that's when those customers that are calling you know that, and then they're guaranteeing that that's a real legitimate business to that customer. That's what the Google guarantee means. A lot of business owners get it mixed up, that they think that it means Google guarantees me leads, and that's not the case. Or, you know, customers, and that's not the case.
Yeah. Okay, so this is a situation we have here. I have pretty much going to be the same thing when I'm in now with Yelp. You guys, because you charged me like $8 per lead, and that's what Yelp was doing. And I thought it would be cheaper than that. I really did. I was going to get more for my buck. I'm not getting more for my buck.
So
I said it was.
So you've only been with us for 2 weeks. So the ads have only ran out for about, what, a week 10. And a half now?
8 days. No, started 8 on the 10th. They told me started on the 10th. You know, and then also, too, I didn't have all my Google stuff yet. So how in the world are they getting all these clicks when you guys can't even work on it yet?
So the Google ads and the Google Business Profile are two different things. You can do a Google advertisement without having a Google Business Profile. Right? So the Google Business Profile comes up in the map section. The Google ads come above the map section and it'll say sponsored there. So you can have that without that going. That's why that's a faster process of getting that up on the first page of Google to start getting traffic in so people can contact you, right? Now let's do it this way. Right? If you're paying, I'm just going to break it down, right? So if you have 14 clicks, if you get 3 calls already, right?
Something like that, 3-4 calls that I know of. Because I'm getting, every time I get a call, it tracks it and it sends it to me. Say, you got a call.
Yes.
To my cell phone.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, that's cool. I like that. That way I know what's going on. So, you already used like 129 in 8 days. That's pretty quick, I think. So you guys are not spreading it out. So I'm getting all these clicks, but I mean, it must be a lot. Well, $8 a click though, so that's the difference. You said you charged me $4 or $5. Now, no, it's $8, so it makes a world of difference. My budget can go really fast.
Yes,
so
I agree.
We need to spread it out.
Yeah, okay. I'll let them know that to spread it out. But I just want to do some math for you. So let's just say you already got some calls here, right? You got 4 calls. Let's say you got 4. And you break that down with the LSA compared to what you're doing here, you're saving $20 a lead basically here. So as of now, your lead cost for a customer doing this is $32.25, where if you were to do the LSA, it'd be $52. Now, obviously, the more this runs out and we optimize it so that way more customers can call you, that lead cost is going to continue to dwindle down. But it's only been running for 8 days, so we haven't had it really optimizing yet. I definitely understand what you're talking about as well, so I am going to have them see what they can do to spread that out so that way it's not all just dumped, because I was under the impression that we do spread that out. So I understand where the frustration is coming from, for sure. So I will let my tech team know, but at the end of the day, in the long term, I just want to be crystal clear.
This is my question. How much do you think I have to spend, to be honest, how much do you have to spend to get at least maybe 2-3 calls a day, at least? Well, I mean, just be up front with me. Don't try to sell me. Just try to say, hey, Ray, I'm thinking probably this much or this much, you know? Not
right.
300 just to get in the door.
Right. I'll be honest with you. I really don't know what that figure is. Okay. All I know, though, is the longer that you are on the first page of Google, the better it's optimizing and the less that goes down. Does that make sense? Like your cost per click.
I'm just going to give it like 2 months and see how it works out for me. Because I am getting tracking, so I'll know what's coming in for the amount of
right.
money I'm spending.
Yeah, you're going to know what's coming in. And like I said, I'm going to see what we can do to spread. Like I said, I was under the impression that we spread it out. So I'm going to ask my tech team what we can do there to spread that out, because I understand where you're coming from as well. And then, like I said, the tracking number. Go ahead.
Yeah. It'd be like, all of a sudden there's no more money for my ads. I have 10 days left. And I'm thinking, why isn't no more calls coming in? Well, I spent their money already. You know, that's it. Now I'm thinking, what's going on?
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, I do want to let you know, we did allocate $100 to, so you get actually $100 credit here. So it's not just $300. We are doing $400 for your Google advertising, because we put $100 credit there. So just kind of food for thought there. So in your back of your mind, you do have the $400 ad spend that's going to last you, for the month. So it's not just the $300. You have an extra dollar, $100 on us, for sure.
Okay, check it out, Charlie. If I'm just being honest. If I spend, say, $1,000 a month, do you think I would get a lot more calls coming my way? Not clicks. I mean, clicks. You have to click to get a call. I mean,
right, you have to click to get a call. Statistically speaking, yes. I mean, obviously, if you're going to throw more money at an advertisement, you get to hit more people for that. Statistically speaking, the numbers do align in that area going that way, yes. But I can't say, like, hey, you're going to get X, Y, and Z calls every single day if you spend X, Y, and Z here. You know what I mean? Like, there's no...
Talk about overall.
Overall, if you spent $1,000, statistically speaking, it would be more clicks to calls.
Yeah, clicks to call. That's how it works. You got to click to get a call. But there's no click to get a call. No, it's click to... It's a click. Two clicks, basically. Click to check it out and click to call. But you only get charged for one click, though, right?
You only get charged. Yeah, so when they're doing a click, they're going straight to your website where they can call you. So they're not clicking, and then you're being charged another click when you're on your website.
So how am I getting all these clicks but not the calls? I mean, isn't they looking for, like, washing machine repairs? Is the zoning too far? Is the location too far? That's what I want to know. Maybe the zoning is too far spread out. Maybe going to Riverside. I don't want to go to Riverside because then people won't call me. I don't know how it works, you know?
Right.
All I know is, you know, I don't understand how to click. And you want pretty much, you know, what I do. Why would people not call me? They're looking up that, like a washing machine repair. Just the clip? I mean, if I'm cooking for a washing machine, an appliance doctor comes up in my area, I would figure majority of the time they would call. At least call.
I would agree,
I got
too.
I got a call the other day. Like I got telling a customer here.
Mm-hmm.
Someone wanted to fix, if I fixed text machines, sex tools. I mean, you got a wire from a sex toy? Like, what are you talking about? How in the world did you get that? That's crazy. I never had that in my life, ever. I've been doing this a long time. That's funny. Funny
yeah,
in a way,
is,
not.
That is pretty crazy.
Tyler,
that's pretty inappropriate, to be honest, for somebody to call you and ask that.
I told him, are you joking with me or something? What is this? Are you serious? I said,
yeah.
No, I got a wire broken. All right, so that's what I'm trying to say. I don't, you know, just like Yelp says, you know, I'm trying to get you clicks so you can. No, I pay not to get clicks. I pay to get calls. Okay, that's what I'm paying you guys for, or anybody. I don't want to hear say, well, I got 300 clicks for you, but only 4 calls. I mean, I don't want to hear that. I mean, yeah, I'm not going to get every one of them. I mean, it just doesn't make sense to me. It's not like it's just a money-making business to me. Google is. Someone's doing it. Because it wasn't like you before. You know, you can go to a phone book and just look in the page and,
mm-hmm.
you know, Google's got the market, man, big time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Google's the number one search engine optimization in the world, and all the other companies funnel through Google. So, like,
yeah.
You know, like all these third-party companies like Angie's Leads, Thumbtack, Neighbors, all these things. They keep it Apple, right? They all funnel through Google because they're the biggest in the world. So they control the market, and that's why the lead cost, like, if it was up to us, our lead cost probably wouldn't have been $52 per call per lead, right? So that's based off of what Google's margins are, and we have to go based off of that because, you know, that's their platform. And
well, Charlie, I'm just going to ask you, but it's got to be, I didn't think $300 is going to be enough, and I really don't think it's going to, unless I got like 10 calls a month out of it. It would make a big difference, but we'll see. We'll see how it works. Because I'm tracking it. They're going to track it, so I'll see what comes in and what kind of calls I get out of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
If I get 10, and yeah, definitely. Seem like it's worth it for sure.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, and then let me get with my tech team here and let me see like what the process is of making sure that this is spread out, because I do, like I said, I do understand your frustration there as well, so I just want to be very clear about how that works as well, then just to make sure that it's like not done tomorrow, which it's not going to be done tomorrow, but just an example, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
all right, I was like mind boggled how you guys had $129 in 8 days, and I had only had 3 people call me. That must have been eight. It adds up pretty fast, I guess. They average $6, $7, $8 a click. That adds up pretty fast.
Right,
I didn't know it because you told me it wasn't going to be that price, and that's what threw me off.
Well, it's just about optimizing it, right? So, like I said, it's only been 8 days. So, like, let's say the first day, right? Let's say you get 1 click. Well, that 1 click can cost $11, right? Because you haven't had a mm-hmm. click yet. But now, if you have 20 clicks, now that click is all the way down to, you know, $4, $3, right? So, the ad has to be optimized for people to click on, and that's what we're working on. So, that way we get that down. So obviously when it starts, it's going to be high, but when it finishes, that's going to be, the cost per click is going to be lower. And then obviously that lead cost goes down too, because the more clicks you get, the more calls you're going to get, right? Because it's a click to call.
Okay. So if I decide to whatever I do, if I want to add more, I just got to call customer service and I'll add it onto my cart. How does that work?
Yeah, absolutely. Just, you can call customer service and say, hey, I want to up the ad budget. How can I up that budget? And then they'll walk you through that process of adding that.
Okay. right.
Okay.
Sounds good. All right.
All right, Raymond, I'll talk to you. So if you need anything, feel free to reach out, okay?
Yeah, just tell him try to kind of pretty much spread it out. I think it's better, really. At least I have some calls coming through all the whatever. Okay. I don't know if
okay.
It would be better for me or worse for me if I do that. I don't know. Would it be?
Yeah, I mean, you got a pretty broad target as well when you're talking about, like, areas that you were targeting, right? I mean, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 areas where you're targeting. So, I mean, you know, people that are in those areas are definitely looking, so they're clicking. So we just have to make sure that we're giving it the opportunity to optimize so that way people can start to call you.
Okay. All right. See what happens at the end of the week or end of the month. I'll track all the calls that come in. They come on the same phone number, right? They'll come on the same.
Yeah, it'll be all in your dashboard too. So you'll be able to go in there and you can track the calls and then you can see what kind of calls you're getting from there, where they're coming from. It'll tell you where they're coming from too, like the area code. I mean, it'll say the city.
Okay. All right, Charlie. I better get going here.
All right, Raymond. I will talk to you soon, okay?
There.
All right. Bye-bye.